Okay, good morning. Let's, Bez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to L'Nishmas Avi Moriah Rav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Ayin Tes. We are at the two dots on the top of Ayin Tes, Amad Aleph Ben Mukdashin Eino Kain. So the Mishnah had said that by other karbanos that are not the Karban Pesach, even if the meat becomes Tamei and the fat is not Tamei, nevertheless, we're going to be Zorik Esadam. By a Karban Pesach, where it's all for eating, so then if the meat becomes Tamei, we're not going to be Zorik Esadam. It's got to be edible. But by the other Karbanos, if the meat becomes Tamei, but the Chelev, but the fat, good morning, Tzvi, if the meat becomes Tamei, but the fat is not Tamei, we will be Zorik Esadam. Says the Gemara, who's the author of our Mishnah? Mastis and money, Rabbi Yeshuahi. So, and this is, right, this, our mission is going according to Rabbi Yeshua, who says that you have to have something mutter, either the meat or the fat. You have to have something mutter in order to be Zorik the Dam. According to Rabbi Eliezer, even if neither the meat nor the fat was tahar, you would also be Zorik the Dam. Desani, we learned in the Brisa, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Kol HaZochem Shabbatosh, and Eshtayim, and Kezayis Basar. Rabbi Yeshua says, any carbon in the Torah, as long as there is a kizayis of flesh, oh, kizayis chelev, either there's a kizayis of basar or a kizayis chelev, zorek es hadam. Kachatzi zayis basar, v'kachatzi zayis chelev, if there's a half a kizayis of flesh or a half a kizayis of fat, ein zorek es hadam. They don't combine. Uva ola, however, when it comes to carbon ola, where all of it is burnt on the mizbech, if the flesh is eaten and the fats are burned, so they don't combine. But the carbon ola, everything is burnt. Uva ola, afilu kechatzi zayis basar v'kechatzi zayis chelev, zorek es hadam epnei shekula kalu. When it comes to a carbon ola, even if half a kezayis is from the fat and half a kezayis is from the flesh, either way, they do combine. Uva mincha, somewhere has a funny line, by a carbon mincha, af bisha kula kayamis, even if the carbon mincha is all not tamei, it's all there, lo yizrok, you're not going to be zorik es hadam. Ask the Gemara, what kind of blood is there by a carbon mincha? What are you talking about? Mincha maya vidite, what are you talking about? Carbon mincha has no blood. What do you mean, even if the whole mincha is still around, you're not going to be zorik es hadam? Amr of Papa, Minchas Nisachim. We're talking about a carbon mincha that gets brought along with the wine pourings, that gets brought along with an animal carbon. Ah, Sagdat, I mean, came to Ka'asim Yikar Zevach. Since the reason for this carbon mincha is brought along with a carbon, so you might think, even if there's no flesh or fat left of the carbon, but if the carbon mincha is all tahar, you might have thought that you could be Zorik the dam of the carbon. Minchas Nesachim, Sagadad Chamina Kevin Dukasim Yikach Zevach, since this carbon mincha is being bought because of the animal, Kigufi de Zevach Tami, so it has the status like the animal, and if the mincha is not Tameh, you could be Zorik the Dam of the animal, Kamash Malan, that even if the entire mincha is Tahar, but if there's no flesh or fat left from the carbon, nevertheless, you cannot be Zorik the Dam. Ask the Gemara, Chelev Minalan, how do you know that it's not only if the meat is left, but even if the fat is not tamei, even if there's some fat left over, you can still be zorik the dam? Where's the source for this then? Chelev minalan. Am Rabbi Yochim Mishum Rabbi Shmo Umatuba Mishum Rabbi Shub Ben Chananya. The Omar Krat says in the pasuk in the pasuk says. V'zaraka kohenes adam al mizbech Hashem v'hikter ha'chelev l'reach nichoach l'Hashem. Chelev afal b'she'en basar. So even if there's only chelev, that's enough. Ashkelon chelev. Ashkechon chelev. So that's a pasuk that teaches me if part of the chelev was tahar, that's enough to be zorik the dam. Yoseres ha'kaved u'shtei ha'kloyos minolan. How do you know if the diaphragm, which was also makriv, or the two kidneys, if they were not tameh, that's enough to be zorik the dam minolon? Says the Gemara, heicha amrinan dezakinim diktani uvemincha The Braisa said, even if the whole mincha is there, you can't be zorik the dam. That implies mincha hudalo, aval yoseres hakavid shtei klayos shaper dami. Minalon, what's the source? Rabbi Yochanan di dei amar, amar kra, l'reach nichoach. So it says v'hikter achelo, then it says l'reach nichoach. What are those extra words for? Kol she'ata mala l'reach nichoach. Everything burnt on the mizbeach. You just need a kezias of one piece of meat or one fat, one piece of fat. That's enough to be zorik the dam on the mizbeach. V'itzach l'michtav chelav, itzach l'michtav reach nichoach. Now you need separate psukim to teach me if the chelav is tahar, you can be zorik the dam, or if the yoseres and the kaveh, the diaphragm and the kidneys, and the kloyos, the kidneys, if they are tahar, that you can be zorik the dam. Dikas rachman chelav, having mean a chelav in. Yoseres HaKadosh Shei Klaios Lo. I might have thought only the fat, but not the Yoseres and the Klaios. Kasa Rachmona L'Reach Nichoach. V'Kasa Rachmona L'Reach Nichoach. Havamina Kala Olam L'Reach Nichoach. I might have thought Afilu Mincha. If it would have just said L'Reach Nichoach, even the Mincha is part of Reach Nichoach. So that's why I need Kasa Rachmona Chelev to teach me that it only applies to the fats, or the diaphragm, or the kidneys, but not the mincha. Just because the mincha is tahar, that's not enough to be zorik the dam. According to Rabbi Yeshua, you need some part of the fat or some part of the flesh to be tahar in order to allow you to be zorik the dam. Next, Mishnah. Now, this Mishnah is talking about the famous rule that we have of Tuma Dechuya Bitzibur. Tumah dechuya b'tzibur. That's the topic of this Mishnah. Tumah dechuya b'tzibur. So the question is, under what circumstances would we say tumah dechuya b'tzibur? Says the Mishnah. Nitma kahal o rubo. If the entire B'nai Yisrael became tameh, or most of them. O shahayu ha-kohanim tameim. Now, interestingly, it does not say by kohanim whether it's majority of the kohanim or all the kohanim. We'll get to that in a second. Sounds like it's a distinction. By the B'nai Yisrael, it says, Kal O Rubo, O Shayu HaKohanim Tameim. Sounds like by the Kohanim, it's got to be all of them. That's the simple pshat most we've shown him. The Rambam disagrees. The Rambam writes, even if most of the Kohanim are Tamei, then you'd also be Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. Everybody asks against him, why don't you just have the minority of the Kohanim do the avoda? They'd have to work a little bit harder, but, you know, let them do it. So there's a Radvaz that says Rubo Kikulo, and the Stipler writes that the reason is, no, we want to allow the Kohanim to, we want to let them do their avoda. We want to let them do the mitzvah. So if you have a majority of Kohanim Tamei, so they can come to Beis HaMikdash and do the avoda, even though they're Tamei, Midin Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, if there's a majority, so we let them do their, get their mitzvah. There's a big discussion about the Rambam. So, nitma kahal o rubo, o shayo kohanim tmeim. Simple pshat, only if all the kohanim are tmeim. Va'akal tahorim, yasu betuma. So then they do the korban pesach betuma. Nitma miyota kahal, if a minority, if a minority of the kahal is Tamei HaTahorin Osin Esarishon. So then those who are Tar do Pesach Rishon. Vatmei Osin Esasheni. And the people who are Tamei do Pesach Sheni. Just as an aside, I mentioned a couple of days ago that the din of Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur is not only by Korban Pesach, it's also by other sacrifices. Now, apparently this is not universally accepted. The Rambam seems like he says that it applies even by other sacrifices. But many other Rishonim say, no, it only applies by Korban Pesach, Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. So that's an interesting dispute. Let's see the Gemara, and then I'll come back to that in a minute. Tana Rabbanan, Harei Shehu Yisrael Tumeim V'Kohanim U'Kli Shareis Tahorim. So the Gemara is going to add a third instance of where we do Tumah Dechuya B'tzibur. From the Mishnah, we just see if all of Klal Yisrael, or most of Klal Yisrael is Tamei, if all the Kohanim are Tamei, and what about the Kli Sharis? So that's going to be the Gemara is going to add. Tana Rabbanan, Harei Shehu Yisrael Tamei and V'Kohanim U'Kli Sharis Tahorin. If all of Klal Yisrael was Tamei, even if the Kohanim and the Kli Sharis are Tahor, you're still going to do Toma duchoyu betzibur. Osha Yisrael tahorin. V'kohanim ukli sharis tmein. V'afil Yisrael v'kohanim tahorin. And only the kli sharis, the knives. The shechita knives. The kli sharis were tmein, or maybe the bowls. For the Kabbalah Saddam, Vafil Yisrael Uklishas Main, Yasu Betuma, She'ein Carbon Sibor Chaluk. We're not going to split it. This opinion holds in this Brisa, that once the majority is Tameh, even the Tahar people are going to bring it Betuma. Everyone could do it Betuma. We don't split it up. Some of them doing Betuma, some of them doing Betara. But once most of the tzibur is betumah, even the tahorim are going to do it betumah. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chista, Lo shanu ela shenitma hasakin betmei meis. The only time we say that they do Karban Pesach betumah is if the kli shareis became tameh with a Tmei Mace, so that all of the knives would also be Tmei Mace, because we learned the halacha that metal doesn't drop down a level, right? Usually, Cherev Harei Kachol, we'll see in a second. Usually, if something touches Tmei Mace, it's going to... Mace is Avi Avosatumah. Tmei Mace is an Avatumah. Usually, if something touches an Avatumah, it becomes a Rishon. And a Rishon would not be Metame people, only Adam V'Kelim, only Ochlan Omashkin. So therefore, the Gemara says like this: Lo shanel shidma sakin b'tmei meis with an avatuma derachmona omar b'chalal cherev cherev harei kachalal. Metal does not go down a level. Vika kometami legavra. So if the knife is an avatuma, it's going to be metami the kohen to be a rishon. Demei kara kimisavin b'tumas aguf de karis kimisavin. So this carbon pesach is going to have to be done. Since a tummy person walking into the Azara, a Kohen who's tummy, who walks into the Azara, right away that's a Chi of Kares. So once there's going to be Chi of Kares, all bets are off, and therefore everyone does the Pesach Betuma. However, says the Gemara, Aval, Nitma Hasakin Betuma Sheretz, if all the knives just became rishons by touching a sheretz, it's an avatoma, and therefore they only become a rishon, because you only apply the rule that the metal stays on the same level. That's if the metal touches a tmei mace by tumas mace. But if it touches a sheretz, so then the basar, so then the people aren't going to be tamei, because the knife is a rishon. So when the knife touches the kohen, so the Kohen will not become Tame, because a Rishon only makes Ochlan Umashkin into a Sheni. It's not Metame Adam V'Kelim. So it's just the flesh that's to become Tame. Now, when a Tahar person eats a Tame Karban, that's only a Lav. That's not Kares. A Tame person who eats a Tahar Karban, that's Kares. Or a Tame person who walks into the Beis HaMikdash, that's Kares. But if a Tahar person eats a Tame Karban, it's only a lav. Aval nitma sakim betumas sheretz de basahu de metamulei. Legavra lo metamulei, but the people are not going to become tamei. Because a rishon is not metamei, adam v'kelim only ochlum mashkin. So in such a case, tahorin ovid, even if all the knives became tamei, doesn't matter, it's only a lav. So the tahorim would do Pesach Rishon, Tmei and Lo Avid. Anyone who's Tamei would get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. Mutav Ye'achel B'Tumas Basar. I'd rather the Tahorim violate the Lav of Tumas Basar B'Lav Al Ye'achel Basar B'Tumas Aguf Shebehu B'Karis. But if it's only, but we don't have the people who are Tamei Tumas Aguf, we don't allow them to violate Karis. Alma kasav Rav Chista, tuma dechuyahu betzibur. So first of all, we see from Rav Chista, from the fact that he's always trying to get the lightest tuma here, he's always trying to get only tumas lav, not a tumas kares. So we see, we try to lessen the tumah as much as possible. V'chein amar Rabbi Yitzchak, tumah duchuyihi b'tzibur. Now Rava disagrees with Rav Chista. The Rava amar no, afil tmein nami avde. Rava says even if the knives had a light tumah of becoming a rishon, they touched the tumas sheretz, so only the buser is going to become tumah. Nevertheless, afil tmein nami avde. Even the people with tumas aguf also would do pesach rishon b'tumah. My time. What's the reason? Even though there's no tumah that carries karis that was mutter over here, says the Gemara learns that from a pasuk. Dechsev va'basar asher yiga b'chol tamei. If the flesh, if the meat becomes tamei, lo ye'achel be'eshi saref, va'basar called tahar yochal basar. So there's a hekish, there's a comparison between tumas basar and tumas aguf. Kol hecha delo karinim bei va'basar shiga b'chol tamei lo ye'achel. Any time that we are uprooting the din of not eating the tumah when it, of not eating the basa when it's tameh, lo karinim bei basa kol tohar yochal basa. So we also uproot the pasuk that you have to be tohar to eat the meat. The chol hecha de karinim bei va'basa sheyiga b'chol tameh lo yechel. Whenever we're able to uphold the din of not eating the basa b'tumah, karinim bei va'basa kol tohar yochal basa. So then we apply the rule that a tar. So he disagrees. He says, even if the meat becomes tamei, then even the people who are tamei, everybody does Pesach Rishon. You don't have to push them to Pesach Sheni. Itmar. Okay, so the Mishnah told us what's the halacha when a majority are tamei or a majority are tar. What about half and half? They count it up exactly, and it's exactly half and half. Not that that ever happened, but the question is in Lumdus, what's the din? Says the Gemara, Itmar, they asked in the Beis HaMedrash, Haresha Ho Yisrael Mechza Tahorin Umechza Tamein. What about if Klal Yisrael was half and half Tar and Tamei? Rav Amar Mechza Al Mechza Kirov. Rav has an unbelievable sheet. The Rav says, each half can consider themselves the rove, so the tumeim will do Pesach Rishon bituma, and the tahorim will do Pesach Rishon. Let's see. Again, I'm sorry. Haresha Yisrael mechza mechza Haresha shal Yisrael. Mechza tahor, mechza tamein. Rav amar mechza al mechza kerov. We'll see what that means in a second. Rav Kahana amar mechza al mechza eno kerov. So Rav Kahana version number one says mechza al mechza is not kerov. What does it mean? Rav amar mechza al mechza kerov. What does it mean? Halalu osin la'atzman. So the tahorin are a rov. So they do Pesach Rishon b'tahara. V'halalu osin la'atzman. And unbelievable. And the other half, they can consider themselves also a rove, and they do Pesach Rishon Bituma. Wow. They're both roves, even though you can't have both roves, but they both have a right to consider themselves like rove. Unbelievable. Rav Kahana, version number one, there's going to be two versions of Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana, Omer Mechza Mechza Eino Kerov. No. They're not like rove. Tahorin Osinis Arishon. Now, so the Tahorin, they're half. So obviously they can do Pesach Rishon b'Tahara. Utmein osenes asheni. But the people who are Tamei get pushed off to Pesach Sheni. We would not say Tuma Duchuya B'Tzibur in such a case because you don't have a majority. That's Rav Kahana version number one. Rav Kahana version number two goes even further. Ika Da'amri Amar Rav Kahana Mechza Mechza Eina Kirov. No, Mechza is not Kirov. Tahorin osenes arishon. So the first, the people who are Tar do Pesach Rishon b'Tahara. Utmein Os Enos and Lois Arishon Velois Asheni. Wow. And the half of Klaiasar that are Tamei can't do Pesach Rishon nor Pesach Sheni. They don't bring Karm Pesach at all. They are stuck. Unbelievable. Barishon lo avde, they can't do Pesach Rishon de lo have ruba, because there's not a majority. You can't say Toma dechuyu betzibur, you don't have a majority. B'sheni lo avdi de lo have miuta, but they can't do Pesach Sheni, because they're also not in the minority. You can only do Pesach Sheni when the Tumeim are in the minority, but here they're half and half. So Rav Kahana, version number 2, says they can't do Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. Unbelievable. Tanan, now let's test these three opinions against our Mishnah. Actually, our Mishnah is going to be a question against Rav, who said that they both do Pesach Rishon. The Tahorim do Pesach Rishon b'Tahara, and the Tumeim do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, Nitma kahal orubo. If the majority becomes Tameh, so it sounds like you can only do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma if you have a majority, not if you have 50%. It's against Rav. Oh, Tanan, Nitma kahal orubo, o shayu akranim Tumeim v'akol Tahorim, or the Kohanim were all Tameh, Yaseh b'Tuma. So then you do it b'Tuma. Rubo hudavdi b'tuma, avol palgo palgo lo avde b'rishon. Kashya le Rav. Amalach Rav. Rav will answer. Rubo avdu kulu b'tuma. No, what the Mishnah means is like this. When you have a majority of tame, even the Tahorim can do it b'tuma. But palgo palgo, if you have 50-50, halolo osin latzman, the ones who are tame can bring it b'tuma. V'halolo osin latzman, and the ones who are tahar, bring it b'tahara. Hachanami Mistavi, the Gemara says, makes a lot of logical sense. Tani Seifa, Nitma Miotakol, if the minority becomes Tameh, Tahora knows in the Sarishon, Tameh knows in the Sasheni. So that's only if it's a Miot. Miot with Avde B'sheni, Avo Palgo, Palgo, Lo, they could do it Avde Berish, Avde Berishon, Vahalolos, Latsalos, Latsman. Beautiful. So the Mishnah works beautifully with Rav. Oh, so we did such a good job of answering the Mishnah like Rav, it's a kash against Rav Kahana. Says the Gemara of Ella Kashi le Rav Kahana to both Rav Kahanas. It's a question against both Rav Kahanas. Amel Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana say, no, I'm going to read the Mishnah differently. I'm not going to make Rav's diuk. Nitmu miotakol. If the miot becomes Tamei Tohornos and the Sarishon, Tamei Nos and Sasheni. Ha palgo palga, Tohornos and the Sarishon. Aval Tamei Nos and Loa Sarishon, Loa Sasheni. So that's good for the Lishna Basra. Hotenach Lishna Basra Avkana. Elahach Lishna. Damar Avkana. Tohormos and Sarish Tmeinos and Sasheni. Michael Mimar. Amalach Avkana. How will the middle Shita read it? Amalach Avkana. Who I did not feel Palgo Paganami. Tohormos and Sarish Tmeinos and Sasheni. Not only if the Tmein are a Miet, do they do Pesach Sheni. Even if the Tmein are half and half, they also do Pesach Sheni. The reason why I told you that if the minority became Tame, I did the Tana Resha Rubo, Tana Nami Sefer Rubo. It's just to make the Mishnah parallel. The beginning talked about Rubo, so the end talked about Rubo. But Einech Hanami, the halacha would be the same according to the middle version, the first version of Rav Kahana. The halacha would be the same whether it's a minority that's Tame or even half and half Tame. In both cases, they do Pesach Sheni, according to Rav Kahana. Now the Gemara is going to quote three Brises. You guessed it. One of them supporting Rav, one of them supporting Rav Kahana version 1, and one of them supporting Rav Kahana version 2. And then the Gemara is going to spend the rest of the Yamud trying to figure out how each other opinion learns out each Brisa. So the good news is it's easy. So let's take a look. Tanikavasi de Rav, Tanikavasi de Rav Kahana. Ketrei Lishnei. We have one Brisa supporting Rav, one Brisa supporting Rav Kahana in the first Lashon, and one Brisa supporting Rav Kahana in the second Lashon. Tanya Kavase de Rav. Brisa number 1 in support of Rav. Ho Yisrael Mechza Torah Mechza Tumein. Halolo Osin La'atzman V'halolo Osin La'atzman. They both do Pesach Rishon. The Tahora do it b'Tahara, the Tmeim do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. Tani Kalishna Kama de Rav Kahana, Arisha Yisrael Mechza Tor Mechza Tmein. Tahora knows in the Sarishon, Tmein knows in the Sasheni. The Tmeim people do Pesach Sheni. And Brisa number 3, Tani Kalishna Basra de Rav Kahana. Harisha Yisrael Mechzaton Mechzatomei and Toronos and Zrishon Tomei and Enos and Lois Arishon Vivil Lois Hasheni. Ask the Gemara. L'Rav Ulishna Basa the Rav Kahana, according to Rav and the second line Rav Kahana, Had the Tana Toronos and Rishon Tomei and Sasheni Hechem Itaitzila. How are Rav and the second Lashon of Kahana going to answer the middle Brisa, Brisa number two? Answer the Gemara. How will they explain it? Kigon, show you so mechza tona mechza tmein, v'noshim mashlimos l'tmein. It was half and half, but the reason why it was half and half is because it was really a majority of men were tahar, and a minority of men were tamei, but it was a majority of women were tamei, and a minority of women were tahar. And there's three opinions of what the halacha of women is. Later on, Tzadi Aleph and Beis, the Gemara is going to bring a machlokas. Are nashim, are women obligated in Korban Pesach? Rabbi Yehuda says they're chayiv Pesach Rishon, but they're pater in Pesach Sheni. Rabbi Yossi says they're chayiv in both. Rabbi Shimon says they're pater in both. So, the Kasavar, this our opinion holds, this Brisa holds, nashim berishon rishus. Kavachomer b'sheni, like Rabbi Shimon. So dal nashim mitumein, remove the nashim, v'havelahu tumein miyuta. U'miyuta yidchul pesach sheni. That's why they go to pesach sheni. Says the Gemara. What about Brisa number three? How are Rav in the first version of Rav Kana learn Brisa number three? L'Rav u'lishna kamad Rav Kana, ha desanya tahor nosin sarishin tumein enosin lo sarishin lo sasheni. How are Rav in the first version of Rav Kana going to answer the heichem itar tzilei? Rab mitarz lekoncha yisrael mechza tmei mechza torin. The men were half and half. V'nashim odfos ala tahorim. The men were half and half, but the women were more tahorim than tmeim. The kasava nashim berishon chova. Women on Pesach rishon are chova u'Pesach sheni rishus, but by b'sheni rishus. So therefore, Berishon lo avde davale miut. So the women count in Pesach Rishon, but they don't count in Pesach Sheni. So in Pesach Rishon, the Tumeim would not do it because you added on the women, there's more Tahorim, so the Tumeim are a miut, so they can't do Pesach Rishon, davale miut. Umiuta lo avde Berishon, v'sheni nami lo avde. But the Tumeim can't even do Pesach Sheni, because there you remove the women and it's half and half. Dal nashim minaya, remove the women. Havalu palgo 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 avdi b'sheni. And how's Rav Kahana going to explain this? Brisa number three. Ula Rav Kahana, how about the first version of Rav Kahana? How's he going to explain this Brisa? Ula Rav Kahana de Omar palgi nami avdi b'sheni. According to Rav Kahana version one, who said that if it's half and half, the Tumeim du Pesach Sheni. How's he going to answer this Brisa? Hachi mitaritzle. Kigonja Yisrael Mechza Tor Mechza Tameim. V'noshim Mashlimos L'Tahorin. That the males were mostly Tamei, but it became half and half because the women are mostly Tar. And that made it half and half. Kosav Noshim Rishon Chovim Sheni Rishus. That women are obligated in Pesach Rishon, not in Pesach Sheni. But Rishon Lo Avdei. So the Tameim can't do Pesach Rishon because including the women, to have Upalga Upalga. Upalga Barishon Lo Avdei. And half can't do Pesach Rishon according to Rav Kahana. B'sheni nami lo avdei, the Tumeim can't do either Pesach Sheni because then you remove the women. Dal nashim nami na tahorin, havalu Tumeim ruba. So now the Tumeim are a rove, a ruba lo avdei Pesach Sheni. Ask the Gemara. What about the first Brisa? Ula Rav Kahana, and according to both languages of Rav Kahana, how they can explain the first Brisa that supported Rav? They both do Pesach Rishon. The Tahorim do Pesach Rishon b'Tahara, and the Tumeim do Pesach Rishon b'Tuma. How's Rav Kahana going to answer? It says, Gemara, you backed him against the wall. Amalach Rav Kahana, you're right. Tanoihi. I have no way of explaining it. It must be a machlokes tanoim. Ikalamandar mechza mechza kirov. Some say half and half has the same status of rov. And some say half and half does not have the status of a rove. Give me 1 second. Good. Okay, gentlemen, we will stop here. We're going to start picking up again tomorrow with Gufa. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day. Thank you, Rabbeinu. Have a wonderful day.
You too.